A turtle has to stay around water, or a turtle can go all over?
Well, most times, a turtle's supposed to stay around water, but he travels from place to place underwater. But now we got one called a dry land tapir. Now, he don't have to be around. He don't have to go. Well, he stays out. You catch him in the field, path, anywhere. Called, when he called it, reported to be called a dry land tapir.
I see. Insect that you'll find around a candle, you know, fluttering around a candle or around a light.
Hello, yeah. Camouflage, they call them. We have a lot of different kind of bugs. I don't know what the name of them. Then we have, let me see, what else. Well, most kind of, any kind of bug will come to a light.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking mainly about candle flies. Now, what's that, the insect that's like it that eats on your clothes?
Eat on your clothes, what do you call them? Eat your clothes up, or silver. Some people call them silver fishes.
Are they the same thing?
They're the same thing. Eat up your clothes.
Now, is a moth, do moths look like candle flies?
No.
They don't?
He look like a little worm. He look more like a worm than do
I see.
A fly.
I see. Okay, one of those would be if you had a whole bunch of moths, you caught one, you'd say, look, I caught just one of them.
What one of them look like? You know, he look like a woman. He look like a little. I think now, to my judgment, I call him a little long thing, like eat up your clothes, a little long thing. Look like a woman to me.
Uh-huh.
I call him mole. Well, some people call them silver fish, but I don't call them nothing but moles.
Okay. What I'm trying to get you to say, though, is what one of them, you've got a whole bunch of moths, but then you've got one moth.
I said he's a mole, one.
Okay,
mole.
Fine. That's what I wanted you to say. An insect that flies around outside in the summer and makes light.
Lightning bug.
And a long, skinny insect over a pond that hovers and has a long, slender body and filmy wings.
Thank you, Doctor.
Okay. Tell me about some insects that sting.
Sting?
Mm-hmm, that'll sting.
Water, bumblebee. Yellow jacket, honeybees.
What about hornets?
What?
What about hornets?
Oh, yeah, that's right, hornets.
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah, I forgot about him. He's rough.
Is he the worst one of all?
That's what they tell me, he's the worst one.
What does a hornet look like?
Well, he's a kind of brown, striped bee, got a white face.
You've looked one in the face.
He's got a white face.
I mean, you've looked at his
face. Yes, ma'am, I looked at his face. I've been bit by it.
Oh, Harry, where do they make their nests?
They hang their nests in a tree, bushes and places. By some of them nests be about that long, made crooked like a basket.
Oh, like a foot and a half long?
Yeah, that's right.
Then where does a wasp make his nest?
Anywhere he can get a chance hanging it, on your porch or on your steps. Anywhere you can get up on the corner of your house, or you can get up here in your lawn, up here on your porch, anywhere a wasp will. That's my trouble, hoping to keep him out of the stream. He's put a net right up there. Anyway.
Well, now, what color are wasps?
He's red, and they've got black wings, some of them. Some of them got red wings, red, and some of them got, you know, brown, dark wings.
Okay. What about bees, then?
Yeah, a bee is a kind of brown and yellow jacket, kind of yellow looking thing, yellow jacket.
And is a yellow jacket a hornet or a bee or neither?
Neither one.
It's a different variety altogether. Now, which one would you, this is going to be hard for you to do if you haven't experienced it, but which one, tell me how they go in the way of stinging. A hornet is the worst. And then what's the next to that worst?
Now, I could tell you about the hornet. I have been stung by a hornet when I was a kid. Lived before. Well, now, a bee, I've been stung by bees and wasps and yellow jackets.